Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I love this time of year when it's light this early. I love the light nights, you know, and it doesn't get dark until 9 o'clock. We still have, 2 months really until the longest day of the year. This is the last day of April today. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, and it's week 7, day 4 of our personal quarantine. I don't know how long you've been locked down in your house. All right, let's get going here. This celebrity tragedy brought to you by the Clarky Clark Instagram. If you're not already following at Clarky Clark, come join the party. Oh my God, Nicole, you're so funny. What else did you write here? I'm looking at all the stuff you wrote. Isn't that so sweet? Hit that follow button to see my backyard or even vote on my outfit of the day. Wow. We are desperate for sponsors. Oh my God, yesterday, so I come back from the bank after my, you know, hell trip to the bank where I got honked at and my boobs flopped around.
Lucky.
And I'm in the kitchen and I hear this cackling outside, like just laughing.
Was it Shirley?
No, Shirley doesn't laugh. Shirley's so sweet. So anyway, I walk out there and there's John sitting outside on the porch and he's staring at his phone and he's just laughing and laughing. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm watching TikTok. I'm like, you're watching TikTok? Like, that is so not John. He goes, yeah, your cousin Brad sent me this, sent me something or other, you know, because there's all these hot chicks on there. That's the thing about, I mean, it's perfect for dudes. It's all chicks in bikinis doing whatever the latest dance is. That is 90% of TikTok. Like, they put their face in, they're all cute. Oh, my God. And then they back up and do their stupid dance.
Did
to
you
the same
see the
songs.
One? This is it was a TikTok, and I know I quote Johnny Knoxville's Instagram often, but he works hard to get the best stuff. So the video is a TikTok, and it's a lady. She's in her hallway,
yeah,
and she's trying to do this dance, and she gets low and falls backward. Have you seen this one?
No, I haven't.
She falls backward into the door that's been shut behind her to give her a backdrop. As she falls backward and the door flings open, there's a dude in there just finished going number 2, and he's cleaning himself in the background behind her.
And she posted it?
I don't know how it got out there, but he got it, and it's ridiculous. That I watched it 4 times. I'm like, there's no way this is real.
Yeah, but no, they're all set up. I mean, it's because otherwise she wouldn't have posted it. Like, if you really did that to someone and they were horrified, you'd just go, oh, well, I'll do another take.
Well, I don't know. I don't know TikTok, but I absolutely went, oh, my God, that is. So there's no going live on TikTok.
Think you can go live. I think.
Yeah,
Nicole
can,
is our expert on TikTok.
Yeah, I think if you saw this video, you wouldn't even make this up. The dude, I'm telling you, the dude's going to the bathroom.
Let's have a look at this.
Oh, that's it. Bryn, you found it. Did you see that?
I did.
It doesn't look like they planned that.
Look, she's going down. Whoa! And there he is. Whoops.
Oh, man. There are some classic moments on TikTok.
Look at him.
It's such a freaking rabbit hole. Plus, he doesn't look good. Generally speaking.
I don't think any woman says to herself, I want to be the star of that video. There's no way.
And she's almost under him. Look at that. Like, that's not where you want to be at that point.
No, she must have been live. I don't think that she did that and then sent
it. Or she just thought it was so goddamn funny. Like, I swear to God, people have no filters anymore. Like, the things that people put up there that you know, they've clearly rehearsed it. They've clearly done it a bunch of times. And something goes wrong and they're just like, F it, put it up. Like, I follow a bunch of people I know on TikTok. Like, I keep hearing from people. They hear us talking about TikTok. They're like, oh my God, Sarah, you got to follow me on TikTok because me and my kids did this, blah, blah, blah. And I watch it. I'm like, that's embarrassing. Like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, that is why I am never posting on TikTok. I'm just not going to do it.
Why is it embarrassing?
It's just because it's just like, no, some people just shouldn't.
Is it because she's a bad dancer?
Yep. And other reasons. But I'm not going to detail them here. Anyway, good morning, everyone. Please follow us all on social media, won't you? We're basically living all the good parts of our lives on there. All right, we're going to start with this virtual graduation thing. It's a thing. I mean, it's definitely, yesterday I was telling you, I want to say it was Oprah Winfrey, and like, I can't remember all the names. There were 100 names. And it's a very long thing. I think that one was happening on the 15th of May. This one is another, it's another graduation special, and LeBron James has, I guess, set this whole thing up. He's hosting it.
He's got a young man, maybe about to graduate. I don't know. His son is high school age. I don't know if he's about to graduate.
Which would be such a bummer. You know, I do feel like, you know, because I'm not graduating, I just was like, whatever. I would have loved to miss graduation. But maybe, you know, if you're in it, you know, it feels like it is the capper on this whole thing you've done for so long. And it's, you know, missing prom, missing graduation. Those are big milestones. So
sure. And I think a lot of kids this age grew up with screens. So maybe they won't feel as completely bummed as I might have. I wasn't bummed at all, but you know, I would have skipped graduation as far as the ceremony goes just because I got too high that day. Sure. Oh my God. I was absolutely out of my head. I thank God for sunglasses or they would have, I don't know, taken me to jail or something.
Well, your teachers knew. In fact, one of them grabbed you and your friend and sat you on either side, I believe.
Mr. Brenner.
The story goes.
We were in his, does every high school have a class where, you've got your regular classes, but you have like a homeroom?
Yes.
Okay,
well, so we did. I mean, I don't know if they do that now, but you sat somewhere. They took attendance for the day, and even it was your homeroom teacher, even though
the
might
homeroom
not even have
teacher
them for a class
you had for you had for 4 years, and that was your daily check in. But
you had the same homeroom teacher for 4 years in a row.
I don't know if it was called homeroom, but it was this one dude, Mr. Brenner, had me and Jason Sisko in his group. So he knew exactly what we were all about long before graduation day. But that's that day. Yes. The minute we walked up, like, hey, he's like, you're sitting next to, right here, either side, Sisko, Hassan, sit down. And we were just coming from Willows Park and we were all baked and just like,
I'm sure he was just like, I want to get a contact high. I am also bored by yet another graduate. That's the thing. Teachers, you know, for a kid, it's momentous. They're you know, walking. They're getting their diploma. They're heading off into their new lives. For teachers, they have to go to this thing every single year.
Right.
So this is, I'm sure teachers are, maybe, I don't know, maybe
but
they love this.
Why they do it? Yeah, because of the kids. This is the last time they're going to see the kid, most likely, for a while, right?
To say goodbye. And
Mr. Brenner missed either of us, but I do think there's a lot of bonds are made in high school with the young people passing through, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah. So LeBron James is going to host this. This is yet another of these graduation things, which apparently right around now, that's going to be the thing. It's a one-hour special. It's going all across major broadcast networks, social media platforms. It features the Jonas Brothers, Yara Shahidi, who they list here. I've never heard that name before in my life. Anybody know who Yara Shahidi is?
No. Nope.
Ben Platt, Pharrell Williams, and many others. So the class of 2020, unable to throw their caps in the air this year because of coronavirus.
She's an actress. Let me see what she's been in.
Okay. He's partnering with, looks like the Entertainment Industry Foundation, EIF, to host
a
virtual...
She was in the sitcom Blackish and the spinoff series Grownish.
Oh, all right. Yara Shahidi. I knew she had to be someone. She's got a high listing on this.
So what was that second television show?
Grownish.
Grownish, yes, a spinoff of Blackish.
Grownish? All right.
As in the kids are growing up, I guess.
Right. Okay.
It's about her going to college and experiencing college life away from her parents.
So it's like another world.
Well, like, yeah. Like away from her parents.
Right. All like right. Like the show Another World, which was the Facts of Life kids grown up, right? Yeah. Wasn't the Facts?
Nobody knows.
Not.
Facts of Life.
I can't help you with that.
It was when I know what it was. It was when the Cosby kids went off to college, right? Wasn't there a show called Another World?
Oh, I don't know about that.
A different world? I don't know. Someone will write us. our texters will take care of any questions we have, our texters. Or you guys.
Clean this up, texters. Hurry up.
Yes, thank you. So, this, let's see. Oh, boy. Now we're going to listen to the Facts of Life. Sorry. It might not be the Facts of Life. I don't know.
It probably isn't.
Probably not. I think it was, I want to say it was Lisa Bonet who like went off to college.
Another World?
A different world? Another World is the name of a soap opera, so I don't think it's Another World. Anyway, moving on.
Come on, textures.
LeBron James. Maybe I'm just insane. I mean, that is fully possible. There's a virtual graduation for the class of 2020. It's a one-hour special. It's going on, let me see. I saw it's playing everywhere. All the major, here we go. ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, a host of leading entertainment, social media, and streaming platforms, including YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, People TV, and Complex Network. And it's Saturday, May 16th at 5 o'clock Pacific time. So they're, you know, talking about how everybody deserves it. And it's, you know, this is the option for the kids who are graduating this year. There's a few of these graduations and... You know, depending on what, and I want to say it's the day after, it's for Saturday, May 16th. I want to say the Oprah graduation is on May 15th. Oh. So you can spend the whole weekend graduating.
Oh,
be fantastic.
Super.
Yeah.
The texters are saying Sarah's right.
What is it?
A different world.
I just read it. It's a spinoff. You're exactly right. Everything that you said was right.
No, I said Facts of Life. I don't think it was Facts of Life.
Oh, yeah, but A Different World is a spinoff from The Cosby Show.
Lisa Bonet goes to college. Because they were like, this chick is awesome. We got to get her on TV more. Let's give her own show.
Yeah, Denise Huxtable.
Denise. You know, a few years ago, actually more than a few years ago, because No Name was on the show, there was a story about this thing called The Clock of the Long Now. And it has stuck in my head because it's so ridiculous.
The clock of the long now.
It's a 10,000-year clock. And it was like theoretical. It's supposed to run for 10,000 years. It ticks once a year, chimes once a millennium, and will work for 10,000 years, according to like the schematic to build this thing. Apparently... I'm not the only one who kept this. Oh, are you showing the modeling for it? They have a whole model built for it. There was a society, the Clock of the Long Now Society. So for whatever reason, Jeff Bezos is like, I love this and I'm doing it and I'm going to put a bunch of money in this thing. It's already cost $42 million to build and it hasn't even happened yet. I think they're hollowing out a mountain in Texas to do this thing. It is the most bizarre. So this is, talk about non-essential items in this day. Like, he is paying engineers. So Jeff Bezos, the Amazon guy. Oh, there it is. They're hollowing out the thing, and they're going to build this gigantic clock that's going to run for 10,000 years, probably long after we've killed ourselves off. So according to Popular Mechanics, Bezos is paying engineers and contractors to build this massive multi-room clock inside a mountain in West Texas. The clock will tell time for the next 10,000 years. Although I don't even know about the whole telling time thing. Like it only ticks once a year and chimes once a millennium. It's only going to chime 10 times. And then what? At 10,000 years, it's going to like blow the top off the mountain? I don't understand. I really don't. But I'm fascinated by it.
Well, I think, you know, I always trip out on all kinds of stuff that is made to do a job. And I even though it's made to do a job and do what you've made it to do, I always think, it must be tired. I should give it a break. But the truth is, these things just function as built. So
for 10,000 years.
Well, it's probably going to be fine. I mean, if they're building it to work that long, right. I don't doubt that it'll be fine. There's no question that just about everything will show wear. I mean, you can't, nothing can run for indefinitely, but.
Well, it's only going to tick once a year. So maybe, you know, the whole 10,000 ticks is all they'll need it for. So it's 500 feet tall.
Oh, boy.
And they're hollowing out this mountain to do this. It's, quote, all mechanical, powered by day-night thermal cycles and synchronized at solar noon. So far, the clock has cost $42 million to build, and it'll go far beyond that, I'm sure. Bezos, you know, trying to explain why he's doing this. He said the clock is a way to remind people that the far future not only exists, but will happen to their descendants. I suppose that's true. If there's any people left at all in 10,000 years, they'll all be descendants of only the people who are on Earth now. It's not like the aliens are coming to give us babies.
You don't know.
You're right. I don't.
I mean, you're the one that's always holding out, right?
For an alien to come and impregnate me?
Yeah.
I only hope that I'll still be fertile when the alien comes. Anyway. By the way, 1995, I think, is when they, you know, conceived this whole idea.
I've never heard of it. So this whole story is, you know, as you said, it was something from long before me being back. But I still never heard even a puff of.
Well, now you've heard
anything.
Of the clock of the long now, Vinny. Right. And there it is. It's, you know, who knows if you'll, and you know what? Maybe you'll never hear of it again. Maybe we'll hear of it again in 10 years when they get the thing up and running. We'll be like, yay, the 10,000 year clock has begun. Now what? We wait for a year for the next tick. Weird. I'm sorry to say it's already 6:27. I don't know how that happened. I'm out of time. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I'll get you up on the latest orders. Some things have been relaxed. Some things have been tightened up. And then we'll goof off after that.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.